If you need someone to talk to, hey baby, won't you talk to me? If you need someone to listen, you know you can always count on me. I can keep a secret, you can tell me what you want. Whisper what you're thinking, I'm never gonna talk. Cause I know that loose lips, they sink ships, and I wanna stay afloat. Nothing to fix if nothing is ever broken. Hold on to me forever, know that it's better together.
Welcome, everybody. This is Richard Sachs. We're here with Christy Hutcherson from Women Fighting for America. And this is going to be a fast-moving, short, important broadcast. We all know that what's happening at the southern border is on crisis level right now, with the Title 42 being lifted and this massive invasion happening as part of the campaign to destroy America. And this is going on right as we speak. We've been watching videos all morning from the massive invasion at the border, and Border Patrol instructed to help the illegals complete the invasion. And Christy is one of the people that responded to this challenge, not recently, but before, with the campaign to break down the borders of America and take over the country, and as part of the overall agenda to destroy freedom in the world. And we'll use the time we've got here to get introduced to Christy, her organization, what led up to starting it, and what they're doing now. And she's on the way to talk at a special event that we'll get time to look at for a minute, too. So welcome, Christy, and I want to start with where your background comes from and what led you up to starting the organization.
Absolutely. First and foremost, thank you for having me on. This is an extremely important show. It's an extremely important topic. And, you know, we're going to really deconstruct why this invasion is happening on the southern borders and why, quite frankly, America and the American people should care.
Right. Yeah, I want to do that. So what led up to your even becoming aware of it, Christy? Where are you coming from?
Well, my background is a little unique. I don't like to talk about it too much, but I'm going to put it out there. I worked in, we've worked in DC for over 18 years in the private sector, DOD space, Department of Defense, consultancy. So we owned, two consultant businesses. The Department of Defense would contract with us, our organization, and I was the CEO of one, and my husband was the CEO of another. And we did things in theater, and theater is in wartime zones, Afghanistan, Iraq. We've been charged with looking at wars on different fronts, been contracted with the Department of Homeland Security, immigration. So we have a really unique lens of what really takes place in the swamp and in the military realm. So about 3.5, almost 4 years ago, I'm a Christian, and I was having a Bible study. And quite frankly, I was called by something more powerful than I am, and that's my creator, to step down as CEO of my company. And so I walked away from everything, and I've had great sacrifice along the way, but I wanted to expose what was really happening, why it was happening, and who those players are, and how the destabilization of America has not just begun, because it began a long time ago, but how it's now coming to fruition and in a very expedited way.
Right. Yeah, that explains it really well. And you were in a good position to understand that we're in a war, because you'd been focused on war activities for a long time.
Yeah, and this is a war. We were declared war on a long time ago, and the American people just don't understand that this war that we're in isn't the war that our grandfathers or great-grandfathers fought. You know, tanks in the streets, bombs. This is a different war. It's a more dangerous war.
Yeah, people understand when the radio host announces that we're in a war like World War One or World War Two, that everybody thinks, okay, we're in a war, we have to do certain things and mainly obey the government and follow orders. But this is a war that's under the radar, you might say, and it's becoming visible at this point. Who is the war between, in your view?
The war is between good and evil, quite frankly. This is a battle. It's a spiritual battle between good and evil. We have evil players on this earth who want to have complete control. They want to have subservience underneath of them. This is nothing new in history, but it's on a global scale like we've never seen. And the players to be are the World Economic Forum, the United Nations, the IMF, the WHO, leadership of countries, 127 plus member states are involved in this plan. And yes, it is a plan to deconstruct not only the world's population, but also to usher in a one world type system. And you're already seeing that, by the way, with the currency that's going on, the breaking down of borders and walls from countries. Look at what they're doing to the Dutch farmers. You see it with agriculture. It's a multifaceted attack. I call it the great spider web.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. So how does the border situation fit into the bigger war at this point?
So to finish the overall plan that they have, you have to take out America. America is this stronghold of freedom and hope and liberty. We have embedded in us this constitutional freedom. But they've eroded that in the last 50 years. So now you're seeing a new generation pop up where they don't believe that the Constitution is a valuable document, that it could be changed or it's outdated. And that's from the propaganda part of the war that we were in. That's the psychological warfare and the cultural warfare that we've been in. And so America is the last beacon of light and hope for the world. And we have to go because they need us to fall and they need the American citizens to fall. And one of those is also taking our guns. So how do you destabilize a nation? You open up the borders. You have no borders. You flood in 174 plus different nations from cultures from all around the world, specifically targeting more of the third world type countries and the Muslim countries who have more the terrorist activity like Syria, Iran, Iraq, Venezuela, you see Nicaragua, Honduras, Haiti, all of these countries who are behind the times but are underneath dictatorships and have been for a very long time. Right. So you flood them with young adult males of fighting age. Most of the people who are coming over the border, I don't know if your listeners are aware of this, and these aren't my statistics. Everything I tell you, I back it up with governmental statistics so you can go do your own due diligence. 81% of everybody coming over the border are single young adult males of fighting age. They are not the women and the children that you see scattered in there for diversionary tactics.
Almost like human shields, you might say.
They're human shields, they're diversionary tactics, and on top of that, they're also part of the human trafficking, sex trafficking, and organ trafficking trade, which brings in billions of dollars to the transnational criminal organizations.
Well, it's really impressive that you put so many pieces together. You know, a lot of people looking at the border, in fact, looking at the issues like the border, the pandemic, the currency, the economy, the shutdowns, all this, people tend to choose one issue and focus everything on that. And you're focused on the border, but it's in context of all these other things. You even mentioned the disarming of America, and we've been, you know, this brings up the function of the media, teaching people that guns are a big evil menace in the country right now, and the reason that America is one of the worst countries in the world is because we still have freedom of firearms ownership.
Well, the First Amendment and the Second Amendment are the two most amendments we have in the Constitution. Without the Second Amendment, I'm going to tell you, you have none of it. Without the First Amendment, you can forget society's gone. And that's what they're attacking. And it's very strategic, you know, from the military perspective. And I forgive me, listeners, but I am going to come from this mindset because I think you need to understand that this is a military operation. It's a psychological military. We call it psychops. So when you look at the shootings that you're seeing, they're soft targets. A soft target is what we consider malls, schools, churches, places where everyday Americans go. And it's to make the biggest shock and awe. You can pull the most emotions from that to get your overall arching goal achieved by attacking these soft targets. So when you look at the shooters, for example, we need to start breaking down the mental state of the shooters. And in looking at who was treating these shooters, who was their physician, what hospitals nearby had governmental funding or grants for certain type of experimental drugs or experiments on the mind. This is very important because way back in World War One, World War Two specifically, Hitler was the Germans were masterful at mind manipulation. They did a lot of mind control. They did a lot of experiments with the Jews, and they actually made their craft really good. And so when we won the war, a lot of these German scientists, instead of them being in prison, our own agency, CIA, was created, and they absorbed these scientists, and they put them in where our federal agencies, our science labs, and our higher education to develop these weapons for America. So America, this is nothing new. And again, you can go back and you can do your own due diligence and look up exactly what I'm telling you.
That's right. People know, some people know about what's called the Nuremberg trials. And those were primarily show trials where a few people were convicted of various forms of just following orders. But most of the people weren't subject to the trial at all and were hired, many of them by the U.S. government, as you're saying. Now, they'd be getting pretty old at this point, but they've had time to train the next generation, correct?
Oh, absolutely. That was the program. It's an internship, a mentorship. You give that knowledge, and now it's being taught, and you're seeing it. But in all of these bioweapons labs, 37 in Ukraine, by the way, in Africa right now, we have bio labs owned by the United States as well, and in Africa, in Sudan, for example. So this is a very serious issue, and all of this, and this is what I'm trying to tell the American people. Everything they're doing is all intertwined. That's why I call it the Great Spider Web. You've got the center of it all, and that is the globalist elites and the world leaders and these organizations. And then you have all of these different tentacles that go out, whether it's the COVID and the medical tyranny through all of these. By the way, the next pandemic is going to be Marburg, and it's a combination of Ebola, swine flu, and the bird flu. It's going to look like Marburg. It's going to have the same symptoms as Marburg. And chlorine dioxide, by the way, everybody get a hold of chlorine dioxide because you're going to need that. You look at the fentanyl, the poisoning that China's feeding to the cartels, these transcriminal organizations, to poison a nation, which is our nation. 107,000 people succumbed to that poisoning last year alone. This is by design. Open borders cause all of this. So you have to look at a bigger lens than just honing in on one thing. LGBTQ, for example, that is about identity, erasing the identity. You have no gender. You're he, she, thee, the, whatever you feel like that day. It's about your identity. If you have no identity, then you stand for nothing and you are controlled very easily. So you have to start looking at the bigger lens and then connecting the dots.
Yeah, the whole trans agenda has a big effect on population as well. You know, it's designed to crash it.
Yes, it is. Why are we pandering to less than, I think, 0.05% of the population? Why are we doing that, America? This is insanity. They're doing this on purpose. And again, the borders are a huge symptom of how they're going to be able to complete their mission to destabilize our nation through a lot of different things, which we'll break down in a little bit.
Right. So, you know, we're taught that the people who believe in conspiracies are crazy. And this started, this was inspired by the CIA in 1963 to try to get people to realize that only one person, Lee Harvey Oswald, killed Kennedy. And before he could be brought to trial, he had to be killed so he wouldn't expose what really happened. And it worked so well that they're using it on people for everything now. Anything that's not an approved point of view is a conspiracy theory. And I think the reason that's getting so much emphasis is the scope of conspiracy that you're alluding to is so vast and deep. It's beyond the imagination of even most of the people who believe in it.
Well, what is a conspiracy theory? Let's break that down. A conspiracy theory, there's a theory, right? There's a conspiracy. You're not sure if it's truth or not, right? So any good detective or law enforcement officer, they will take a theory, or scientist, they will take a theory and they will try to either disprove it or prove it. So it's either fact or it's not. And so when you start seeing your own research, that's why I always tell everybody, take everything I say, please take notes, start doing your own research. You can find all of this data. And by the way, a lot of this data that I give you is in our own federal government, our threat assessment reports, our military reports that you can actually access on Border Patrol, National Security, Homeland Security. You can find these figures. It just takes a little diving and digging. I just have the capability that I can do this at a really quick pace. Plus, I've been boots on the ground and in the field for a very long time, and I've seen it firsthand. So this is firsthand knowledge, a lot of this. So take that conspiracy, quote unquote, theory, and you do your own research and you decide if it's truth or false.
Right. Yeah. Test it out. And those theories come often from observation. So people didn't just come up with the idea that there was more than one shooter with Kennedy. They noticed that he was shot from multiple directions. And the theory came out of that there were more than one. There was more than one shooter involved, and it was easy to show logically that was true. The other things are the same way. You know, people take particular injections, for example, and they're all fraudulent. I've done the investigation and the boots on the ground for all the vaccines, and they're all scams. But, you know, that comes from observation and correlation. And there's a group in California called thecontrolgroup.org, and they've done a lot of the health studies on comparing vaccinated and unvaccinated people. And if you really dig into it, there's no evidence that the vaccines have ever prevented diseases at all or helped anybody. But they've been hurting people for a long time, and it's just the new ones that have been doing it on a much larger scale. And you said there's new pandemics coming. There's also new vaccines coming, mRNA vaccines, hundreds of them. And it's going to be an important issue whether people will go along with that or not. So the consciousness is really the key, which is what
I hope they don't. I really hope they don't. But the CIA, so they've been destabilizing governments for a very long time. So what the CIA does is they go in to, for example, Noriega. I don't know if anybody remembers that, but they go in and they start unrest. And you're seeing what they're taking what they've done for other countries, how we've destabled and turned over governments that are maybe pro-America's agenda, whoever the president or the agenda at that time is. So this is nothing new. Look at Fast and Furious. The CIA in the 1970s and 80s, and they still currently do this, they feed the cartel weapons and drugs. Documentaries are out on this with the proof of this to back this up, which have also resulted in the death of our own agents. And so America, our CIA is not good people. Actually, I believe that branch needs to be completely dismantled. They work clandestine. They don't really have, that's why they're not allowed to operate. By the way, did everybody know out there the CIA legally is not allowed to operate in the United States of America?
Right.
But they still do. There's a reason why that is. And so when you look at the cartels, when they feed them the weapons, they feed them the drugs, they open up the borders. There's tunnels all up and down the borders. I just uncovered one, a very highly sophisticated one, 2 weeks before Christmas. If you go to my website, you can see that tunnel live with the federal agents there. And we're kind of going through what the implications of that tunnel is. And so you look at how they're utilizing all of this to destabilize America. And the biggest concern right now is you have over 367 known terrorists from terrorist nations like Syria and Iran and Iraq and Afghanistan who all want to chant death to America. Mm-hmm. 367 have been caught. But they don't talk about the tens of thousands of gotaways every month that are entering our nation undetected and uncaught. Right. I don't want you to know that truth. We have terrorists right now eating, living, breathing in your neighborhood. They could be your neighbor, a new neighbor that just moved in from, and they say, well, we just came over. We're asylum seekers. No, they could be a terrorist waiting for the order. And I believe in a lot of other military guys that I deal with and high level generals, we all agree on this. We are going to be attacked, and we believe it's not too far off in the future because of the policies of this administration.
Right, right, right. Yeah. Being aware of all those different issues, the other thing is, even if the border is successfully sealed, internal to the U.S. now, you've got the people that you were talking about that got away, plus the people that are in office at the moment, and the ones that are there to assassinate anybody that gets into office by mistake. What's the situation with the strategy to deal with that, even if the border was sealed?
Well, the strategy is everybody out there needs to go get a copy of the Constitution of the United States of America. Most Americans don't even know the Constitution. They don't know what their duty is. They don't know what their right is. They don't know what the laws really, truly are. And until you understand that, you're not going to be able to do anything. So first and foremost, you need to go get a copy of the Constitution. You need to read it. And then you can get involved in organizations like myself. We will activate you. We will train you. We will give you the tools that you need in your grassroots level community, because everything's going to start in your own community. We're teaching you how, and again, I'm going to use military terms, to geofence your home, your neighborhood, and your community. You have to understand how to geofence. And until we understand that and Americans actually engage to protect and defend, we're going to see pain here in America.
What do you think has to happen for the border to be closed, given the people that are in power that are keeping it open right now?
Well, what needs to happen is America needs to show up. First and foremost, they need to call and email daily, and I mean daily, their governors. And I'm going to talk to you why you need to call your governors. Your governors, your congressmen, your senators, the White House, you need to inundate them like never before every single day. It takes 5 minutes of your time to save this country. Two, you need to show up. So how beautiful would it be if 3 million Americans actually showed up at the border and said, enough is enough, not on our watch. Three, I know a lot of really good law enforcement officers out there who are going to be deputizing a whole lot of individuals who have special skill sets, who are retired military law enforcement, because we just can't deputize everybody. You need to understand, you know, what the laws are and what you can and cannot do, especially as a law enforcement officer. And we also need to put pressure on the governors. Under the governors, under the state constitution, so the federal government, they have immigration. And there's about 5 to 20 foot, depending on where you are on the border, that is owned by the federal government. But once you breach that 5 to 20 foot zone, that it now becomes state property, state land, or private property. And this is no longer a immigration. This isn't people coming for asylum. If you look at the threat assessment, in February of 2023, the U.S. National Intelligence Agency, the Office of the Director, put out their annual threat assessment report. In that report, one of the main threats to the United States of America from a national security perspective was the transcriminal organizations, and that is the cartel, which is open borders with all of this activity. So based on that alone, all of the governors can supersede all of Border Patrol, all of DHS, and our federal government, and literally stop and close the borders down. And whenever anybody enters the country, once they've reached that zone, they can be put on planes, trains, automobiles, and they can be sent back to their country of origin without processing. So that's what we need to concentrate on.
This is like a 20-foot buffer zone or something that you're talking about that's defined somewhere?
Yeah. There's a buffer. So the borders of the United States of America, there's anywhere from a 5 to 20 foot buffer that is federal land, the federal government owns. But once you breach that, that is now state or private loan owned land. So that's where we need to do the concentration. And once they breach that, we need to be able to intercept those buses. If they've already loaded them up within the federal space, we can intercept those buses. Law enforcement just needs to grow a backbone. They need to have the people behind them. So you need to call your local law enforcement and your sheriffs. Find out if they're constitutional sheriffs. You need to talk to them about this. Give them these talking points. Show them the threat assessments from the U.S. Office of National Intelligence. Go to our website. We have all of this information on there. You need to get engaged. These are the things that you can do. And then also, if you're interested, we're going to be holding classes on the Constitution and then what our duties are and how we can peacefully take back this nation and this country. So you're not going to want to miss that class. And the sooner the better.
How do they find out about the class and how do you sign up?
So you need to, we have to vet you. You won't just be accepted. There is a vetting process. So you need to email us. Go to our website, womenfightingforamerica@wfsa.win, that's .win, and email us and say, I want the class. I'm interested in the class. Give us your contact information, and we will get in touch with you.
You said it was .win, like winning a game?
Yes, we're going to win. Women Fighting for America, so WFFA.win, W-I-N.
Okay. And you're looking for people of both genders to do that, I assume, right?
Both genders. This is everybody. We are all in this together. I don't care if you're a Republican, Democrat, Independent, or you just don't believe in government at all. You need to understand that we're Americans. And freedom and liberty literally are at risk, and we don't have much time. This invasion, the numbers that they're telling you are lies. Their lips are moving. I promise you they're lying to you. Mm-hmm. They have allowed well over 12 million into this nation under the Biden's regime the last 2 years. Under the Biden's policies and agenda, over 12 million have been led into this nation, including those are terrorists, murderers, rapists, cartel, MS-13 gang members.
So how do you feel like the media fits into that? You said when they're lying about these numbers, the media is very coordinated about saying that there's no issue at the border right now.
Well, again, you look at, you go all the way back to World War II, Hitler and Stalin and Mao. This is all out of their playbook. You control the narrative, you control the media, you can brainwash. When you tell a lie over and over and over again, it becomes the truth. You're like, oh, that is true, even though it's a lie. It is brilliant. And we have fallen into it. And I remember way back in the late 80s, going into the 90s, the big PC movement, political correctness, that was the buzzword. And each generation, there's been a new buzzword. That has been a systematic way to brainwash us into what their way of thinking is. And those who aren't educated and don't know, understand their history or their past or have studied the enemies, like in war that you do when you're in the military or a general, you understand these things, but the average American doesn't. And it's just, we're just trying to stay alive, right? We're trying to just go to work, raise our children, go to the ball games, you know, put food on the table, pay our mortgages. And it's becoming harder and harder. It's not the fault of the American people. But now when you're starting to see these things and you have patriots all over this country, people like General Flynn and all of these incredible people, General Valley, and all of these people sounding the alarm and coming out and telling you what's going on, you might want to sit up and take heed and start doing your own due diligence and vetting what we're saying.
You know, what's so incredible about getting to talk to you briefly is you're one of the few people that we run into that's aware of so many parts of the agenda. You know, usually there's a specialist focus on one issue like the border or like the pandemics or like the economy or something else, but they all fit together. And I'm wondering, you're saying you're talking to high-level military people. How many of them are aware of the bigger picture on the agenda?
Well, you know, I'm very blessed that I have an incredible team around me. I have an incredible, a lot smarter than I am for a very long time. Again, it goes back to, you know, connections that I've had for a long time. And there's a lot of good people out there, but I do want to stress this. This nonsense that some other people in this movement are putting out there, that there's a private military who's in charge. There's a lot of propaganda. There's a lot of false stuff coming out on our side, too. And it's really a shame because those are the individuals who want to make profit off of this situation instead of truly saving America and arming the American people with truth, real truth, right? Facts. Right. I don't swim in nonfiction stuff out there, you know? Yeah. So, fictional characters.
I've been watching the same thing with the fake white hat stuff that they're about to save us any minute and everything's already taken care of. And Trump knows everything and he's going to be inaugurated on the 20th. All this stuff I've been hearing for 20 years. And I think it's just to divert people from what they really need to do.
It is. You know, at the end of the day, the founding fathers, they wrote this incredible document, and it was a government for the people, by the people. The people are in control, 100% of our government, everything. We are actually the power brokers. We are the executive. We are the president, basically. We just elected a president who's supposed to do the will of the Constitution and the people. And when he doesn't do that anymore and he has become rogue, or our government's become rogue, it's our duty. It's not only the right. It's our duty, and that is D-U-T-Y, our duty to then invoke our duty to replace this government with a righteous, just government. And we can do it peacefully by the Constitution, by the law. This isn't, you know, radical stuff. I'm not calling for an overthrow. This is what our Constitution dictates to us as the American people. We just have to understand how to do that and how to go about doing it peacefully. There's a lot of incredible military personnel out there, a lot of incredible first responders and law enforcement who understand exactly what's going on and taking place. There's more of us than them. We just have to be unified. That's the reason why this government has done everything in their power to scare the bejesus out of Americans, to say, we're going to come arrest you. We're going to lock you up without due process. That's what J6 was about. You can't speak out truth. It's part of the plan. Again, a part of that, what I call the great spider web. It's all part of their plan, and they're hitting us at every angle.
Right, and you were mentioning that it would be good for so many people to show up at the border, millions of Americans. And I agree, but that's what they tried to do on January 6th, and the response was to infiltrate and corrupt it. So is there a way to avoid that happening again?
Well, there is. You just have to be smarter than them, and you need to collectively come together, know who your neighbor, the next person next to you is. If you see something odd, you say something. I travel with full-time 24-hour security, not because, you know, it's great and I want to have security. It's because I have numerous threats on my life every day and bounties on my head. So, you know, when we go to the border, for example, Women Fighting for America, I think we'll host a rally at the border, a peaceful rally. And we'll have major security there. But we'll also, everybody who comes will give instructions on what to look for because they do infiltrate. And they're very good at it. And they will try to cause problems. And then say, oh, look at the MAGA group, because that's another one of their two key buzz phrases. You're a MAGA. Somehow Make America Great Again Americans are somehow terrorists.
That's right.
Can you actually, people, think about this for a second. Parents who are standing up at school board meetings who don't want their 5-year-old, 6-year-olds being taught how to give somebody a BJ and disgusting sexual positions and vulgar stuff, they are terrorists. Our own federal government have deemed them terrorists. People who are Make America Great Again, they are terrorists. This is a problem. This is who's running your government. We have got to stand up against this bullying. And the only way you do that is you have to be brave enough. There's more of us than them.
Is it possible to use elections and get them out of the current corruption? I mean, in Arizona, for example, we just had 4 great people elected, all of whom were declared to have lost. And we've got a fake governor who is vetoing bills about one of them that she just vetoed was if a baby is born alive and survives abortion and everything else. The law said that you can't kill them, and she vetoed that. So
yeah, we have to get rid of any voting machines. Electronic voting machines, 100% across the board, need to go. They are corruptible. They have backdoors in them. You know, the data has been breached. You know, on election day, the two most important things I can tell you to do is do not early vote at all. You have to go on election day. Take the day off of work. You know, I understand it's rough, but that one day is worth your freedom and your children's freedom. You need to go in person. And when they come out and they say there's the machines have screwed up, it's gone down, you're going to have to go over here, or the polls have already closed, you do not step one single foot out of that line. They have to stay there for days upon days and literally cast the last ballot of every single person who stays in the line and does not leave. And then when you go, you need to ask for a actual physical paper ballot, because that's how you want to cast your vote. If you want to play the game and beat them at their own game, you have to have these type of strategies.
Yeah, yeah, totally agree. What do you think about, any thoughts about what's coming up for the 2024 election?
You know, I'm hoping that there's going to be a 2024 election, but with all of the information, the intel that we have right now, there's going to be a lot of things that are going to transpire here on our soil. The borders is a huge part of that. And so we have got to get prepared for the just in case, right? You always have contingency plans. Hope for the best. You prepare for the worst and you hope for the best. So 2024, it's a year 18 months off. I know General Flynn probably has the sentiment that I do. Not sure if we're going to make it 18 months because of all of the things that they're getting ready to do. Again, like I said, digital currency, devaluating the dollar, hyperinflation. You've got the new pandemic coming. They've already been flying in cargo planes filled with medical equipment, new vaccines, all antidotes to this. You've got civil unrest, which is getting ready to happen probably here in America. You've got terrorists on our soil. It's not a mistake that they've been doing exercises all over this country at all of our hospital systems and federal emergency response systems. I don't know if America's aware of this. Again, you don't have to take my word for it. Search it in your town. Just in Houston, they did a week-long nuclear threat exercise. They just did one in Oklahoma City. All of the hospitals are having mass casualty drills all across this country. So there's something coming, 100%.
Yeah, and I would think those would be ideal for justification of taking away the remaining freedoms, firearms rights, freedom to assemble, freedom of travel, things like that. And I suspect that will be coming, as well as the lockdowns from climate change and that sort of thing all at once. I was thinking of, you know, what can change this whole trajectory and change the advantage that is in the hands of those people on that level. And one of the things that they have, that the balance needs to be changed if we can, is the media, because people will turn into the media in emergencies and it will keep them brainwashed. What if there was, you know, in all your contacts, for example, people with sufficient capital and resources to set up an alternative network, like they used to talk about Radio Free Europe, you know, saving the world from communism and getting the truth out behind the Iron Curtain in the old days. What, there's an Iron Curtain that we're living behind now in America. And what if a network was set up to breach that and start waking up the people who are hypnotized in front of the TV?
I am so glad you already asked that question. If you have anybody out there who truly, really does have those type of resources, even if you wanted to donate $10, $15, we already have that network already in existence, and it's being set up in a couple states right now that I'm not going to mention. It costs money, a lot of money, for us to do this. You know, that we have to put up very specific types of towers. There's, you know, these are EMP proof radio systems to be able to communicate all over, not just in the United States, but on a global scale for others who are freedom lovers. So if you are interested in sponsoring or putting money towards that particular project, please, 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 I'm asking you to get a hold of us, email us again and say in the subject line, Project Communication, Project Comms. And again, this is going to, we're going to go over this in the training that that we're doing with everyday Americans to train you on how to utilize this equipment, how much it costs to set one up in your area. Again, this is geofencing your community. This has already been in play. Again, we are a lot of us are very smart and we're setting this stuff up. But again, the everyday average American we want to protect you and give you these valuable tools, but it costs money to do this. I wish I was a billionaire. I wish I had Elon Musk's money or Bezos or Soros, evil Soros's money to do this. So if you have donors out there who want to sponsor projects like this, we could use private public funds to take back and close the borders, get communication systems up and running, and many, many other things that we're working on.
Yeah. I think it's a really exciting project. I'd like to stay in touch with you on that, because I think that's maybe the key, you know, the consciousness of the people. Even the founders of the American federal government were saying it will only work with a conscious, what they called an educated population. And otherwise, no system would work, whether it was a constitutional republic or even a democracy or any other system won't work if the people are unaware. And so it's neat that you're working on that already. The other thing is that, and we only have a couple of minutes left here, but there's apparent intelligence right now that there's cooperation between normally rival cartels in Mexico under the direction of the Biden government to start staging terror attacks all over the U.S. in various cities. Do you know anything about that, and what's your feeling about it?
I do. This is a very important question that you just asked, and I'm going to paint a picture really quick here. So you have the Darien Gap. You have South America. You have Brazil and Buenos Aires.
Right.
And so about in December when we uncovered these specific tunnels, and what was unique about these tunnels weren't used to run your typical narcotics and humans through this particular sector of Arizona. So these are very sophisticated tunnels, and they are in Arizona. They have fortified walls and ceilings. And in these tunnels, there's ventilation systems, rail systems, fiber optics. There were scientists in there looking for what we believe is like particles. What were they smuggling in or out of our country? We believe possibly small dirty bombs, weapons of mass destruction. It could be bioweapons, et cetera. Mm-hmm. So when I start seeing things like that, it makes me cause to say, okay, what has Biden done in Central and South America, in Mexico? And so he went to Venezuela and he's buying our oil reserve and some gasoline and stuff like that to Venezuela. So then I started pulling air space and air traffic control space. I looked at cargo container ships coming in and out of these countries. June and July of last year, there's a cargo plane that was under suspicious, not legal channels, rebranded from an Iranian air cargo plane into a Buenos Aires company on the tail. I mean, on the plane. And so that plane took off and it left Tehran. It came to Venezuela, Caracas, Venezuela, where it picked up 14 passengers. It went to Mexico, was in Mexico for over 24 hours, took off, landed in Buenos Aires, then took off again and was trying to refuel in Uruguay. And the only reason why we know this plane existed because Uruguay ran the actual numbers on this plane and realized that this is a U.S. sanctioned plane because it was a plane from Tehran. So it had to divert back into Buenos Aires, where it was met by an incredibly brave intelligence operative who is going against the president and vice president of Buenos Aires because they're not good players. On the plane was one of the heads of the Iran's Revolutionary Guard, who is known to do major gun running, all sorts of nefarious activity. Also heads up cut forces. There was five Iranians. So what we know is Iran's Revolutionary Guard met with the trans criminal organization head. They have training camps placed all along Mexico, Arizona, New Mexico, California borders, training camps. So the cartels are training actively with Iran's Revolutionary Guard, which is basically a death squad, death force. They are with CUD forces. And yes, the administration is involved. We believe, I can't yet prove this. We do have some information and intel. United Nations is over there as well, and NATO forces. Russia is also in Nicaragua and Honduras with military men and women under the disguise of training, with them and bringing in. We are being surrounded. And now you see 7,000 plus Chinese nationals, mostly men, coming in from China who are military looking Chinese. And by the way, let me tell you why that's really important, because the Chinese government, the CCP, has the most network of lockdowns for their citizens. You literally can't get on an aircraft or fly outside of that country without approval from the government. If not, your funds are immediately shut down. They are purposely bringing in these Chinese nationals to wreak havoc and do harm to America in numerous ways.
Right. Yeah, that goes along with what I've heard too. And when these terrorist attacks start happening in cities, which the first ones have already been done, they're going to be used as a reason to take away the rights of the citizens. And people need to be prepared for that, know what to do, because they're going to take away your right to travel, the right to self-defense, which is almost gone now. And they want to try to force vaccinate everybody to fight climate change and racism. And they're trying to incite race war at the same time. I think this is really important. This is why I brought up the need for a network, like you mentioned, that tells the truth, because people need to be, I think, taken out of the brainwashing. For example, the pitting of races against each other and that white people are evil and, you know, so many other misunderstandings that are being perpetrated minute by minute by the regular media. So I think your mention of the new network is going to be really critical, and how quickly that can be put together.
Well, you know, you're going to need to be sustainable, everything from food, water, where to get those type of supplies, how to protect your family, because when people get desperate and there's no more food on the shelves, we have a 72-hour turnaround of all of our supply chain. 72 hours, grocery stores, you're out. And so when all of that shuts down, and which it will, and there's this reset that happens, people are going to get desperate, and you're going to need to understand how to defend and protect. And I'm not trying to scare everybody out there. This isn't about being afraid, because you know what? When you're prepared and you know what's coming, you're solid, right? You don't need to live fearful. Fearful is of the devil. Right. You have to be well equipped, well organized. You have other like-minded individuals, and everybody has a role in a role in this defense, geofencing your community. And right. So we have to just understand that there's more of us than them. When you're properly educated, properly informed, and then you have the right tools and resources, you can survive this. And actually, we can defeat this globalist agenda.
Yeah, I agree. And I like your comment on fear. What I found, and a lot of people disagree with me on this, but I found that fear has no value and no use and no benefit in any situation. You know, the clarity that comes when you get rid of it is much more valuable. And the other thing that people often don't address in this preparation discussion is that by design, most of America has been brought to the point where they have no economic resources. So the vast majority of the people can't go out and buy preparation materials, and we need to address that without avoiding it. I think people don't like to talk about it, because it makes it much more challenging to come up with solutions when you realize people are in that situation.
Well, you know, the solution to that is community. When you live in community together, and everybody, again, brings their talent to the table, everybody has a different talent. They're going to have a different role. And so you might not have the financial wherewithal to go out and buy enough food for your family. But you know what? When you're in community with others who do have those resources, when we plug you in, there's enough for everybody to go around. And when you know where to get those resources from, you will be okay. But, you know, the time to act is now. I live in a state where we prepare constantly for hurricanes. I can tell you right now, I'm always prepared. I have a generator, I have backup power, I have fuel, I have food. You know, we have all of these things because we're always at the ready. And those who aren't always at the ready, those are the ones who I feel really compassion for, but there's nothing we're going to be able to do. And you're not going to be able to just then say, oh, I want to be a part of that community. I'm really sorry, because we plan for every head that's in that community, and there's no room for anybody outside of that. And you're going to be one of those who are going to have to learn to fend for yourself. And unfortunately, you might, you know, I don't know what could happen to you. So you just need to right now prepare, get trained, understand what's coming. And you know what? Here's the worst thing. What if we're right? But what if we're, you know, it's like if we're wrong, no big deal. You're prepared. But if we're right, wow, you and your children's lives are going to be saved. And I always say this, you know, one way or the other, the first people they came after with the Jewish in that population, the wealthy. I love this. I always think, you know, all these people have multi-millions of dollars and billions of dollars. So like, you know, we don't need to give. We don't need to prepare. We don't need to do all this. But you're the one they're going to come after first because you have money and influence.
Right. Right. I want to honor your time and stop the recorded part here shortly. But it's obvious that there's more to talk about. And if there's any way that we can cooperate with this platform and get more of the message out, specifics and how everything ties together, that would be great to do. In the meantime, if people want to be in touch with all of your developments, what's the best website for them to follow or any other contact information?
You can search my name, Christy Hutcherson, or you can go and just search Women Fighting for America. That's Women Fighting for America at WFFA.WIN. That's .WIN, because we're going to win.
Okay, and people who want to donate money can find ways to do it by going there too, right?
They absolutely can. We have two ways you can donate. I'm an LLC, so if you go through Women Fighting for America and you donate, it will not be tax deductible because I do not want to be constrained to bring you truth, right? Right. At all costs. But if you have a bigger donor and you really do need that tax write off, we have a law firm that we have a umbrella underneath. They have the C3. They handle all of those transactions, the bigger transactions. So everything's checked and balanced and you will get your tax write-off. So if you're one of those higher end donors who really need that tax write-off, please email me at womenfightingforamerica@protonmail.com. That's womenfightingforamerica@protonmail.com. Or go to our website and email us. Let us know that you would like to donate, but you need a tax write-off, and we will let you know exactly how to do that. So the fight is now. The war is here. Freedom comes at a cost. It's not free. And so please engage America before she's too late. I love this great country, and I'm proud to be able to serve you, the people.
Right, right. There's a lot more that we have to do. So hopefully you'll be able to find time to do some more specific shows with us on putting this all together and people supporting your work.
I would be honored.
Okay, you guys, that was Christy Hutcherson, and I'm super impressed personally by getting to talk to her because usually, you know, I wasn't aware before really meeting Christy that it wasn't just the border. She's got a vast overview of everything, and it's coming from a spiritual, moral, ethical perspective, but it's applying it to right down here on a mundane level to real life issues that are happening now. And it goes together with the fact that I was able to describe the current event not just as a border issue, but as a visible part of a much larger war that's been going on for at least many thousands of years that we know of good against evil. And I think that's what she was talking about too. And the fact that they're using that big overview and understanding the context to actually put in place specific actions and educate people, realizing that the outcome is going to be dependent on the awareness and the consciousness of the population, not just for America, but for the whole world. It's just that she understands what happens to America is critical for you personally, no matter where you live. Is America now, for, you know, good or ill, whatever's actually going to come out of this, is representing the last holdout of the memory, at least, of individual freedom. And that's what they're really working for and fighting for. And as, I mean, there are so many things she told us during this interview that really impressed me. One of the big ones that's not just an academic question is the fact that there's no use for fear. I don't even agree with what Roosevelt said in The Only Thing to Fear is fear itself. No, why would you fear fear? Just don't fear. It has no use. And one of the programming things that's being given to us as a theme constantly is be very afraid. If you're a responsible person, you have to be afraid of everything, especially diseases. And they're getting ready to release, if not real diseases, which may be the case. And she alluded to that, at least the fear of imagined diseases to be used as a justification for taking away your freedom. And one of the great things about the American ideal that was set up when the country was founded was, if it's a choice between guaranteed safety that an authority is offering you versus freedom, there's not even a question. You choose safety. Choose safety and you die. You choose freedom. Because if you choose safety, you don't get either one. What happens is the authorities, like the health authorities in this latest fake pandemic, offer you safety if you just do everything they say, which includes destroying yourself with their poison shots. And then you're not safe at all after that. You're highly compromised and sometimes killed. And the founders of America realized the false choice there. There's really not a choice. You have to choose freedom. And they didn't put anything in the American Constitution as an exception in emergencies. There can't be an emergency where your God-given inalienable rights are taken away. It's impossible, because they weren't granted to you by man. Man can't take them away. So even if there was a real pandemic, as Christy was indicating that they might be doing something with Marburg and Ebola and things that are as scary as possible, even if that transpires and it really comes about, they can't take away your freedoms. Government works for the states, and the states work for the people. People in any legitimate government are the ones that are in charge. And if the representatives don't represent them, it goes back to the people anyway. And when the government says, well, we have this terrible pandemic and everybody's dying and there's a 90% kill rate and there's piles of bodies in the streets, the only thing the government can do is say, we recommend that you hide in your bathroom or shut down your business or stay away from all your neighbors and family until we tell you it's okay. They can recommend that. They can't require it. So just imagine what would happen if the people within law enforcement and police and the general public understood that your inalienable rights are absolute. You know, Biden recently said that no amendment to the Constitution, none of your freedoms are absolute. And that's not true. They are absolute. Whether the government lives or dies, they're absolute. No matter where you live, they're absolute. If you live in a communist country or a Nazi dictatorship, and they're very close together, those two things, you still have the exact same inalienable rights, and they don't change in an emergency. And this is what we were talking about recently with Dr. Rima Labo, where the so-called World Health Organization, that she has exposed the real name that WHO stands for, is World Holocaust Organization. They want the right on paper, which is being worked on now, to declare a suspected emergency or a possible emergency or I don't remember the exact title of the kind of event they said, but anything that indicates there might be a danger and that gives them absolute power to take over your government and tell them what to do. And Biden is going along with that. So are the other leaders of 140-some countries, up to now anyway. And none of that stands if you understand your inalienable, what's also called natural rights. They can't be taken away in an emergency. If they could, even the worst emergency you can imagine, then you don't have the rights. So it's a choice like that. If Americans and people in the world remember that again, then all the governments have left to do is obey the benefit of the people, and that's all. They can't control their lives. So anyway, I don't want to go on too long. It's already longer than I planned, but meeting somebody like Christy Hutcherson is really encouraging to me that, yes, there are people who have the bigger picture and who are applying a higher spiritual motivation to mundane problems, and there needs to be a bridge between those two areas so they go together. And their organization is one that I would really recommend supporting any way you can. Follow their work. Donate money to them if you're somebody that has resources, whether you're a hundredaire or a billionaire or something in between. I really think that they need support. And it's hard to do these things without financial support. So the website that she gave us is WFFA.win, like winning a game. Not .com or .org, but .win. WFFA.win. Excuse me. And that's got contact information. And if you're a large donor that needs a tax write-off, they have a special way to do that through an associate that's helping them with it, because Women Fighting for America is not a nonprofit. Nonprofits in America have controls on them. They can be shut down or lose their status if they talk about political things, and the IRS is set up to take away their status at any time. So they have that worked out. Stay in touch at WFFA, Women Fighting for America, .win, and you can reach Christy through that too and stay up with their activities. All of our programs are at lostartsradio.com, and the work that we're doing for awakening and direct consciousness work applied to mundane everyday life in the world is going on at planetaryhealingclub.com. And we're live there every Saturday. You're welcome to join us if you want to. And that helps us keep the work going too. That's planetaryhealingclub.com. And you can also give feedback on reactions to any of our guests like Christy Hutcherson or any of the others. And let us know what you think and what you'd like to see us focus on. Anything you want to communicate. At this point, we're still having time to read all of it. And you can reach us there at richard@lostartsradio.com. And we'll pay attention to everything that you send in. I think that's about it. I think there's more that we have to do with Christy. I'd like to know more about the communication that she has in mind to be set up and the different organizations that she's helping coordinate and her specific plans developing for stopping the total destruction of the U.S. via the border crisis right now that's being played out in other places too, in Europe and elsewhere. But it's really targeting the U.S. And I think that's specifically because there's a memory of individual freedom here, not the collective. That's always used as a big scam. But individual freedom was what set America apart. And that needs to be protected. It's under attack right now. Targeted for termination, as they said in the Terminator movie. And all the decision of which way that goes is in our hands. Don't fall for the violence at all. Everything can be done peacefully through awakening and through positive action and changing others by inspiring them based on what you're doing. So, anyway, you're greatly appreciated. I consider you the biggest resource of the world. And don't underestimate your value to which way the future goes. We'll stay in touch, and Christy will be back too. So take care. Honor yourself. Keep yourself in good shape on all levels. Be prepared. Give up fear. And stay in touch. We'll see you soon.
If you need someone to talk to, hey baby, won't you talk to me? If you need someone to listen, you know you can always count on me. I can keep a secret, you can tell me what you want. Whisper what you're thinking, I'm never gonna talk. Cause I know that loose lips, they sink ships, and I wanna stay afloat. Nothing to fix if nothing is ever broken. kid needs a mandolina. Hey, baby, you can lean on me. If you ever need to cry some, you know that you're always safe with me. You don't have to want me. I'm never gonna judge. You can be yourself here. There's nothing here but love. Loose lips, they sink ships, and I wanna stay afloat. Nothing to fix if nothing is ever broken.
Da 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 da.